Reading from the book of Leviticus, chapter 13. Leviticus 13, starting with verse 47. And if a sore of leprosy is in a garment, in a woolen garment or a linen garment, either in the warp or in the woof of linen or of wool, or in a skin or in anything made of skin, and the sore is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is the sore of leprosy, and shall be shown unto the priest. And the priest shall look on the sore, and shall shut up that which hath the sore 7 days. And he shall see the sore on the 7th day. If the sore have spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in a skin, in any work that may be made of skin, the sore is a corroding leprosy. It is unclean. And they shall burn the garment, or the warp, or the woof, of wool, or of linen, or anything of skin, wherein the sore is, where it is a corroding leprosy. It shall be burned with fire. But if the priest look, and behold, the sore hath not spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the sore is, and he shall shut it up 7 days a second time. And the priest shall look on the sore after the washing, and behold, if the sore have not changed its appearance, and the sore have not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it with fire. It is a fretting sore on what is threadbare, or where the nap is gone. But if the priest look, and behold, the sore hath become pale after the washing of it, then he shall rend it from the garment, or from the skin, or from the warp, or from the woof. And if it appear still in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a leprosy breaking out. Thou shalt burn with fire that wherein the sore is. But the garment, or the warp, or the woof, or whatever thing of skin which thou hast washed, and the sore departeth from them, it shall be washed a second time, and it is clean. This is the law of the sore of leprosy in a garment of wool or linen, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, to cleanse it or to pronounce it unclean.